Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy, 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 happy Friday. Fridays are always a good day. It's not a super happy, fun Friday is what it ought to be after a long work week. Someday, maybe you'll have a 4-day work week again across the board. You ever think that's ever going to happen? A lot of people talking about that right now, but I think it should happen for you. It happens for me every week. It should happen for you too. So are you happy? Are you working on being happy? Is that your goal in life? I truly believe that the reason we're on this planet is to figure out how to be happy. I think we start happy. We do. Look at a baby. They start happy. But then we forget how to be happy and we spend our whole life trying to get back to it. So are you waiting for somebody to give you permission to be happy? I want to chat about that. It is a daily boost from motivationhoof.com. The positive boost you need every single day. Life begins when you move. And how do we do that? Well, you listen, massive and perfect action. Massive and perfect action? Or massive important action, if you want to call it that. All that means is that, yes, massive action. You've heard people say that word before. Ultimately, if you want to get something done, you got to get something done, right? Got to get to it. Just got to start doing stuff. And it may be a real mess. I'm thinking about my daughter's house right now. They had some hurricane damage and they've had to really do some work on it. And not only with hurricane damage, but you have trouble with contractors. You can't get people to do the work these days. We had supply chain issues, the whole thing going on. It's a mess. And the house was a mess anyway. And my daughter's like, well, I don't even want to start the process. I know how you feel. You never want to do it. But as soon as you make that first bit of demolition, boom, you're in the mess. Massive imperfect action. Just knock it down and keep breaking it down until you start building it up again. Sometimes that's what life is. Got to make a mess. How are you? Good to have you here today as we get into the weekend. But before I get into the weekend, I always ask a question. How do you want to feel? Emotional beings that we are, we're going to do it anyway. We're going to be emotional anyway. We're going to feel some way anyway. It doesn't really matter. But if we could logically pose the question, how do I want to feel? Don't we have a choice of controlling that a little bit? Your power, and as we'll talk about today, your happiness in life is going to come down to your ability to control your emotions. Have a handle on those anyway. So if you just want to have a great weekend, say, well, how do I want to feel this weekend? How do I want to feel Monday morning? How do I feel tomorrow morning after going out to the bar tonight? How do I want to feel? Good question. Use it. Let's talk about happiness. It's a constant around here, and I think it's the number one reason we get out of bed in the morning. We want to be happy. We want to enjoy ourselves, right? I know I do. I wrestled with it for a long time because I was career-oriented. There's lots of things I wanted to do impact-wise. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I recognize that, no, all I want to do is be happy with what I'm doing. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. I'm doing this podcast right now. This is not the easiest thing for me to do, although it's pretty easy, but it still takes a lot of work to do it. But I'm happy doing it. I love doing it. That's where we need to be. But is permission required to be happy? I think there are a lot of people out now, right now, I could probably make a mint by, what a great marketing idea. That's it. I'll start selling permission notes to be happy. What a great idea. Hell, I sold hall passes in high school. I could get away with selling happiness passes, couldn't I? Somebody's going to steal the idea. I wouldn't do it anyway. Have fun with it. So is permission required to be happy? Yeah, from you. I mean, you don't need permission from anybody else or anything else. You're not going to get it from the world. The world already gave it to you. It's already here. You're born happy. You're a bubbling baby when you're born. Might have cried first, but you laughed a lot. Then life gets in the way and suddenly you're not happy anymore. You're seeking happiness because you get caught up in the world around other people. But you do not need permission to live life according to your terms and to be happy. So researching your direction and the path to happiness, that's smart. And these days, it's addictive. You can go down the rabbit hole, can't you? There's so many rabbit holes to go down. I pull my wife out of the rabbit hole all the time. Stop it. Get out of there. It's okay to ask for advice and guidance. If you're going to podcasts and listen, I do the same thing. I go listen to, I go to events just as an attendee. Nobody knows I'm even there. I just go soak it in. I want the advice. I want the guidance. I want all that stuff. It's even okay to persuade others to take the journey with you. It's all fun to do. But you don't need permission to be yourself and to live your life. So if you want to be happy, a couple of things to think about here is you don't need a big storyline. Some people have that. I see that a lot in my world. When people come into the personal development world and they come to me, very few are coming just to be happy. They've got all these other things that they want to do. This big story, who they're going to be, what the legacy is going to be, the whole thing. And which is great. You want your life to have meaning, right? But ultimately, if we dig down through that, chop, 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 all the way to the bottom, what do they really want? They want to be happy. You don't need the big thing to get the small thing, the easiest thing in life. You can chase the big thing, but it's not going to give you what you want. You got it already here right now. So if you're chasing big stuff, more power to you. I'm chasing big stuff too. But understand, it's the happiness machine that drives the whole thing. It's easy. It's right there for you right now. Reach out and grab it. You don't need approval by anyone else. A lot of this is going on. Well, get my relationship going better, I'm going to be happy. Yeah, probably. But you can still be happy. In fact, I would go so far as to say, if you're happy now, your relationship will be better. I can be a hot mess sometimes. I can be an emotional guy. You can tell. I think things through. I have conversation. I can do that. I can get in your face, even if I mean well. Sometimes it's a little bit powerful sometimes. My wife, on the other hand, her name is Joy. Some of you know Joy. She's a joy. She is happy all the time for no other reason. And sometimes in times when she shouldn't be happy, she's still happy. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I will admit first thing right now, I don't get how she lives there. I wish I could just live there, but I do know the process to getting there, which is what we're talking about today. She doesn't need my approval to be happy. She's going to be happy no matter what. It's not up to me. It's not up to you to think of anybody else either. It's not up to you to make me happy. I don't worry about that stuff. You get to choose it. So if you're looking around you right now, just stop for a second, look around. Is that person over there necessary to make you happy? Think about somebody. Is there somebody who is necessary to make you happy, or could you just be that way? Answer is yes, you can be that way. And you can start whenever you choose. I'll be happy once I get done with this job, when the kids move out and go to college and we have time to ourselves. That's when I'm going to be happy. I'll buy a motorcycle then and I'll be happy, because that's what you do, you know. You have kids, you sell the motorcycle, and then you buy one later. And then they worry about you being out on the bike. You can start whenever you choose. Right now, this second, right during this podcast, you can choose to be happy. And again, I'm not going to say you aren't, but some of you aren't. But you can choose it right now. When the show's over, you could choose to be happy in that moment. No matter what happens, no matter what gets in your way, no matter who gets in your face. Here's a secret that will help adjust your mindset a little bit. Take this the right way. Some people will take it a bad way. They'll think I'm being negative. I'm not. I'm just being real. Most people don't care about you. Let's say it nicer. Most people aren't thinking about you. They're thinking about themselves. They're too busy thinking about themselves. Too busy caring about all the worries they have. Too busy caring about trying to be happy themselves. They're not thinking about you. So if that's the case, if most people are not really caring or thinking about you, you're just not even on their radar, it seems kind of silly to think that those people who aren't thinking about you need to give you permission to be happy. It seems less silly for you just to begin to be that way and to seek from the inside out, likely, what makes you feel that way. And I will tell you this, I've never met anybody in my life who, when pressed into a corner, didn't know what made him happy. Sometimes they didn't admit it. Sometimes they'd lie about it for a while. Sometimes they'd fight me about it. But at the end of the day, they already knew. They just had to get the muck away from it and get it clear again. So my guess is you already know what makes you happy and what would make you happy in life, and you're just maybe not executing every single day. And today would be a good day to start. All right, it's a weekend, so have a good weekend. Get out there. If you have some time, you can come over to Facebook and join me, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. It's a private group. You can search it out on Facebook if you want to. But you can't see anything unless you come in, answer a couple of simple, easy questions, come on in, say hi to the group. It's a good group of folk, and participate. I'm trying to build it that way and try to make it a safe, fun, good, inspirational place for everybody. And I'm not there all the time, but if you tag me, I will be there. I stay out of your way. I don't want to be... nobody wants dad in the room, and I'm kind of dad. All right, have a great weekend. Monday, coming back, we're going to talk about changing your life in 30 days. Can you change something or everything of your life in 30 days? The answer is yes. That's a tease. Monday, we'll tell you how.